Good morning. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on 4th Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning with the Buffalo Senior Center is AJ Mock. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning. How are you, Brady?
Oh, I'm doing well. How was the Easter weekend?
Snowy, but not too bad.
Didn't seem very spring-like, did it?
No. You know, last year, over Easter, we actually were out on the boat fishing on Easter. Do you remember? I think that last year we were out fishing on the boat. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, because I believe in DeSmet there's still some ice out there yet.
There's a lot of ice.
There wouldn't be enough to make me want to go ice fishing.
Oh, no,
but
no.
Now you're in the danger zone part right now, where it looks like there's ice, but don't trust it.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You're right. You know, sometimes for Easter we have very spring-like temperatures, and sometimes we get 3 inches of snow and
you
have our
it,
Easter egg hunt in the snow.
Yes. All right. But yeah, so I guess one of the things we're really doing is this coming April 21st, actually, we're having our volunteer appreciation lunch. And I kind of just wanted to go over what people do at the Senior Center, what volunteers do at the Senior Center. So really the main thing for our volunteers and the program that has the most volunteers is our Home Delivered Meals program. We have close to, and I'm not joking here, but we have close to 300 volunteers that deliver meals throughout the year.
Holy cow.
It is incredible the amount of people. We have, right now we have north, south, we have four routes that go out, and each one of those routes usually has two volunteers. Sometimes they have one, but we serve those 6 days a week. So, I mean, you figure, what, that's 24, right? Six times four, that's 24 volunteers a week. You times that by 52 weeks in a year.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of volunteers.
It's awesome, too, that you have that many people willing to step up and help out.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. The other things that our volunteers do, too, we have an art class at the Senior Center, a volunteer teaches that class.
I would imagine with the art class teacher, they have to know a little something about art.
Oh, yeah.
I could come in and draw some stick figures, but I
could too, yeah.
I don't know how well that's going to do for people.
But yeah, she does. She's got, she's got a degree in art. So yeah, she's taught art, I think professionally before. But she's just helped us out, get this art class going, and she's really done a good job with that. Another thing that we have volunteers for, to set up our, just to decorate our Senior Center, we have an advisory council, and some of the advisory council meet for, just to come decorate the Senior Center. Specifically one person, Zola Worley, she does mainly all of the decorations. She's absolutely fantastic when it comes to that, but some of the other things for our volunteers, you know, the executive board. I mean, those guys put in a lot of time. I call them a lot. they put in a lot of time too, and have a pretty big part of the Senior Center. So, but overall, right now we have right around 500 volunteers that donate their time to the Senior Center. Bernie Davis does taxes on Fridays. He volunteers his time to do that. All these things that we do at the Senior Center, we have a fitness class. So we have teachers that donate their time for that. Caregiver support group. We have some people that donate their time for that. We have all these other support groups too. Hearing impaired support group. We have two ladies that come in and donate their time to help set up the hearing impaired support group, to lead them through the class and all that good stuff. So yeah, there's we have a ton of volunteers. And, you know, the other thing, too, is if anybody's ever interested in teaching a class or volunteering for something different at the Senior Center, we're more than happy to accommodate. And more than happy to see if we can figure something out and get a new class going. So it's really, really what runs the senior center, to be honest with you, is our volunteers. Because really, without them, we wouldn't have one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like when you have that many volunteers doing that many things, that without them, it would be difficult to at least keep it up the way it is.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do half the amount of activities that we do. Obviously, sending meals out would be impossible. You know, you'd have to hire somebody to do that.
Yeah.
And if you're hiring somebody to do that, that takes away other places. So, yeah, our volunteers are huge, huge at the Senior Center. And they really do run the Senior Center.
And if people want to volunteer, they can just give you a call over there?
Absolutely. Yeah, just call our main number and just ask for myself. Shelby Spratt is actually our volunteer coordinator. And so you can speak with her as well. But, yeah, the 684-9551 number. Give Shelby a call, let her know what you're thinking about, and we'll get together and talk about it.
And so you said there's an appreciation dinner, is that right, coming up on the 21st?
Yeah, it's a luncheon, and it's starting at 11:30. The doors are going to be opening at 11:30.
If all the volunteers show up, you're going to need a pretty big room.
Yes, we are. A very big room. We might have to move it, but yeah, it is going to be at the Senior Center. We are going to kind of limit the number of people that are going to be coming, so please call an RSVP. We have about 100 seats available. We're going to be having beef brisket with au juice, horseradish, garlic mashed potatoes, salads, green beans, rolls. And Shelby's doing a dessert for us.
Well, you're making me hungry. I know it's only 9:15, but I've been at work for a little over 4 hours now. And
yeah, it should be a good time.
You're talking about all that sounds delicious.
Well, and we're also going to be doing and for the past 2 years, we've done skits over there for the volunteers, just to show them how much we really appreciate what they do for the senior center. So myself and the rest of the staff, we make a fool out of ourselves by performing some skits and having a good time. So yeah,
you
this
should videotape those, put them on Facebook so the rest of us can watch them.
You
as
know,
well.
I think it was 2 years ago. I think Elvis made an appearance, and I think he did make it to Facebook, but and that did get passed around. But
so Elvis was at the senior center.
Yes, he was.
Very nice.
Yes, he was. This year, we're actually having Bob Hope is coming in for a USO show.
Okay.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So is that the same time? Is that for the luncheon you're doing that?
Yep, that is for the luncheon. So yeah, Bob Hope will be there, and along with a few of his friends. So
if you want the volunteers that want to show up for the... Now, is this just for volunteers of the Senior Center, correct?
It is just for volunteers, yeah.
You want them to give you a call and register to kind of get that head count.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, if you're a volunteer at the Senior Center, give us a call, and we'll put you on the reservation list. And, we do have about 100 seats, so the sooner you call, the more likely you are to get a seat. So, and it... You know, and who can miss the, it's
me and the, want to see Bob Hope?
Exactly. Or, yeah, myself and the rest of the staff making a fool out of themselves. So, I mean, it's always a good time. But, yeah, that's really what we're doing. We're really trying to honor and just have fun with the volunteers and just really show them how much we really appreciate what they do for the Senior Center and the seniors in our community. So,
you know, and it's one of the great things about this area is that, and I say this all the time when people come in here because they're always talking about volunteers, it seems like there's never a shortage of people willing to volunteer their time.
No, there's not. And you know, with all the churches that, because the churches do a rotation for us to volunteer their time to come in and deliver meals. So we do kind of a rotation with all the churches in town. And it's absolutely fantastic. The Rotary Group, they deliver meals every single Tuesday. Every single Tuesday they deliver a meal. And it's just fantastic what all the service organizations and the people that are willing to just donate an hour of their time and deliver meals to these people that can't get out. You know, they're unable to get out on their own. So,
and not only are these volunteers greatly appreciated by yourself and the people at the Senior Center, but also these people getting the meals.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So that's coming up the 21st. It's the luncheon at 11:30. Is that right?
Yep, luncheon at 11:30 at April 21st. Make sure you call in and make a reservation. You will not get in without a reservation. We've had some people try to sneak in before. So, yeah, we definitely are going to be pretty strict when it comes to the reservation. So call in and RSVP for that. And please RSVP before April 13th, Friday, April 13th. And that's mainly because, so we have a head count, so we know how much to order.
It's Friday the 13th.
I know. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. But yeah, it's, but yeah, please make a reservation before that, so that way we know when, how much to order. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then coming up tomorrow, you've got Dining with Diabetes. What can you tell us about this event?
Yeah, so this program, it's actually taught by the University of Wyoming, the Extension Office, and it's designed to help people with type 2 diabetes eat healthy and actually enjoy their meals rather than eating cardboard tasting things. So yeah, it's meant to do that and to better manage their diabetes. It's also open to family members. It's actually a series of four classes. So April 3rd is the first class. The 10th is the next one, 17th and 24th. They'll all be on that Tuesday. So every Tuesday this month at 5:30, it's about a 2-hour class. You actually do cook meals. They show you some exercises.
It's sort of educational for people with diabetes on yeah. how to prepare meals that won't taste like cardboard, as you said.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it's a great class. Kent does a good job. He does a good job teaching it. So we don't have a sign-up sheet for it, but call in and just let us know if you're planning on coming. I think Kent is kind of worried that we're not going to have enough people to have the class. So if you could just give us a call and let us know if you're interested in coming. And it's not just for yourself. If you as an individual have diabetes or type 2 diabetes, if you're making meals for, say, a spouse or a child, or if a child's making one for a parent, it's a good idea to go to the class as well, because I mean, you know, you get to learn how to make different kinds of food that, like you said, don't taste like cardboard. So yeah, that's it's a good thing to learn. And it is, so I'm just going to go over the cost real quick. Under 60 years of age, he is charging $25 per individual, or $35 per couple. If you're over 60 years of age, we are just having a suggested donation for that. So we're not going to be charging you the $25 or the $35. That's just set as a suggested donation. So if you're unable to pay for that, just donate whatever you're able. And if you're unable to pay for the class at all, let us know. We do have scholarships available. So let us know.
Okay. And so the first one, the first of four is tomorrow. What time?
Tomorrow at 5:30. And 5:30 to 7:30, 2-hour class.
Okay. Yeah. And I know you said you'd like people to call ahead so you kind of have an idea of how many people are coming. But
yeah,
if people don't get a chance to do that and just want to show up, are they able to?
Yeah, they are. Yep. Okay. Yep, they certainly are.
All right. So Dining with Diabetes going on tomorrow. The Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon coming up on the 21st at 11:30.
Yep.
We're talking with A.J. Mock with the Buffalo Senior Center. A.J., thank you so much for taking the time today.
Absolutely, Brady. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street.